Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, Musical Midrash with Josh Warshawski. Century after century, Jews have combed the wisdom of our history for inspiration and guidance. Music has always served as a medium for us to understand these words in a new light, a musical midrash. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Musical Midrash.
Hi, this is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish texts have inspired musicians and poets for hundreds and thousands of years. Century after century, Jews have combed the wisdom of our heritage for inspiration and guidance. At the same time, Jewish music has always provided comfort and set the tone for the emotions and conversations of the day. Sometimes, music has a way of enabling the words to speak even louder, to shine even brighter, to sparkle more truly. Music serves as a medium for us to understand these words in a new light, a musical midrash. What is a midrash? Midrash is an interpretive act from the word seeking. It is our attempt to understand our tradition and the world around us, using all of the tools at our fingertips. It is our take on telling Judaism's age-old story. Hanukkah is coming up faster than you can say, Nes Gadol Hayasham. It's the Festival of Lights, and we're so excited to bring you this episode of Musical Midrash. But we already had a whole episode dedicated to songs about light, so I thought we could focus this episode on another Hanukkah theme, overcoming obstacles, strength in community, finding strength and confidence in ourselves, and standing up for our beliefs. Our first song is actually a mashup of two songs, V'zakeni and V'hisha Amda, sung here by 613, Yitzi Spinner, and Eighth Day. These two songs are so beautiful, and I've loved them both separately for a long time, and was so excited to hear them mashed up by 613 in this arrangement. The words for V'zakeni come from a prayer and intention said after lighting candles on Shabbat, though I think we can extend it to Hanukkah candles too. The words are describing the prayer's dream for the children they hope to raise. V'zakeni ligadel banim uvnevanim chachamim unevonim. May I merit to raise children and the children of those children who are smart and wise. Ohavei Hashem, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Zera Kadosh, Bashem Dvekim. Children who love God and are filled with awe about the world around them. People of truth, holy seeds in the world, who cling to God and to their values. It's a beautiful prayer for all who hope to live lives of truth in the world. And the chorus really brings it home. Umeirim et haolam, batorah umasim tovim, uvechol melechet avodat haboreh. And those children will light up the world with Torah and with good deeds, and by doing all they can to bring about the best in our Creator's world. You can hear the melody as it climbs up, reaching for the highest heights as though imagining those children lifting all of us up, lighting up the whole world. Then, 613 mashes in the song V'hisha Amda, a melody written by Yaakov Shveki and Yonatan Razel. The words actually come from our Passover Haggadah, but are so applicable for most of our Jewish holidays. It's an acknowledgement that in every generation, there are forces of darkness that come out into the world seeking to destroy us and destroy our way of life. These forces change shape in every generation, but they are always attempting to pull us apart and force us to forget the humanity and divine spark within each of us. But if we remember the holiness of every person, we can drive away that darkness, drive away that evil, and stand together. This is V'zakeni and V'hisha Amda, sung by 613, Yitzi Spinner, and Eighth Day on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Bonim uvnei vonim, chachomim, voinim oy have yashem yirei elokim an shei emes zera kodesh bashem veikim
Yiseinu Leishe yomdo Lavo yiseinu Vilavonu Shelo yechot bilvot Omado leinu Lecha lo yiseinu Omado leinu Lecha lo yiseinu
Na 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 na
Yakado yishvor
That was Vezakeni and Vehisha Amda, sung by 613, Yitzi Spinner, and Eighth Day. This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Today, we're talking about one of the messages of Hanukkah, standing up for what you believe in, which brings us to our next song, Stand Up by Chava Morel. I've loved this song ever since I first heard it at Songleader Bootcamp a few years ago. It just rocks. Chava has an incredible voice, and she brings amazing energy, truth, honesty, and life to this song. The song begins, "We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. Stand up for our mother, stand up for each other." What does it mean to stand together, to stand up, and to know that there are things in this world that we are supposed to protect? We must protect our families, our communities, human life, and especially the world on which we stand. Chava belts out over and over the refrain, Le'ovda u'leshomra, to work her and to protect her. This is what God says to Adam and Eve when God places them on earth. The earth is for us, but being here on this earth comes with the responsibility to stand up and protect her. This is a message I'm hearing loud and clear from California, as fires rage and our communities rebuild. Let its message continue to ring true and inspire us. This is Stand Up by Chava Morel on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other, stand up for our mothers, stand up for each other. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. Stand up for our mothers, stand up for each other, stand up for our mothers, stand up for each other.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com. Jewish Rock Radio is listener supported. We count on your support to provide the ultimate in Jewish rock. Visit www.jewishrockradio.com/support and pledge your support today.
This is Josh Roshosky, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. The next song is by one of my favorite bands, Blessed. The song is called Gratitude. Blessed is an amazing band, made up of some of my very dear friends who are creating beautiful new music that is intentionally infused with Judaism and Ruach. At the same time, it's just fantastic music. This is one of their new singles, and is a list of things we have to be grateful for. As I mentioned before in these shows, I think Judaism is all about awareness. It's about noticing the things that are happening and that we are doing in our lives and marking them, making them intentional. That's what the Song of Gratitude is all about. It's about making sure we recognize the power we have to infuse this world with good. And it's about recognizing the good that already exists in our lives too. The refrain that comes in at the end is, "Live your life by the silver line. Let it be your guide. It is a state of mind." Standing up for yourself and your communities, finding strength, begins with an outlook change, with a state of mind. The Jews in the time of the story of Hanukkah had to notice that something wasn't right, that their freedoms were being taken away. They had to make a decision, to set their minds together, to seeking out what is right. That's the gift and the message of this beautiful song by Blessed. This is Gratitude by Blessed on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Grateful for the air I breathe, the orange trees and the ocean breeze. It's a part of me, yeah. And I am thankful for the ones who surround me, stick around for me, take a chance on me, a second glance at me. 'Cause there are people I have yet to know. And there are people I had to let go. But I am right here, right now, and it's beautiful. Just gotta search and you will find it. Free the room to be the way I see. There's no chains on me, no. And I am thankful for the ones that came before, who stood their ground, the voice they found. I won't let them down, no. See, there are things that I've yet to do, and there are mountains I wanna move. Check on me.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio, where we dig deep into some beautiful new melodies and try to explore how the melodies we sing can better express what the words are already trying to say. This week, we're checking out songs of strength, self-confidence, and standing up for your beliefs, in honor of Hanukkah. The next song is called Torah's Justice by Eliana Light, featuring Isaac Zones and Hannah Rothman. This song has been rolling around over and over in my mind ever since it came out a few weeks ago, just before the election. The chorus is Eliana's take on a quote by Theodore Parker, "Lord, give me the strength to bend the arc of the universe towards justice with love. Amen." This is a message that is so central to the story of Hanukkah. There is an arc to the universe, and it may bend this way and that, but it is up to us to be the benders. We have to bend the arc towards justice. Eliana overlays this quote with a famous verse from the Book of Amos, "Let justice well up as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream." Vayigal kamayim mishpat, utzdaka kenachal etan. As we enter this season of light, this message must also be the fire that inspires us, that guides us, and gives us the strength to keep up the fight. To keep bending the arc of the universe towards justice. Amen. Please sing along with Eliana Light, Isaac Zones, and Hannah Rothman to Towards Justice on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Lord, give me the strength to bend the arc of the universe towards justice, towards justice, Lord. Give me the strength to bend the arc of the universe towards justice with love.
the arc of the universe towards justice with love.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
The official home of Jewish rock. Jewish Rock Radio.
This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Our final song is a song about singing our strength, a deeply personal song to me. It's called Va'ani Ashir Uzecha. These words come from Psalm 59, which is a psalm that is not a part of our liturgy. I found them when searching for texts in the Jewish canon that speak of strength. The most familiar is the phrase, Ozi v'zimratya v'yehili lishua, from the Song of the Sea. Shirat Hayam. God, Lord, be our strength and our song. There's a midrash, a story, an explanation that goes along with these words from Shir HaShirim Rabbah, which is midrashim from the Song of Songs. It's filled with parables of a king and the king's relations with various different people in the kingdom. In this particular midrash, the king has in his possession many precious jewels and stones, rubies and emeralds, diamonds and gold. And the king's child approaches the king and says, Father, let me have those. And the king says, They're yours. They've always been yours. And to you I give them. The rabbis liken this parable to the people of Israel as they stand at the shore of the Red Sea before it has been split. The Egyptians are at their backs and they're frightened. They call out to God and say, God, give us strength. Ozi v'zimratya. And God replies, It's yours. It's always been yours. And to you I give it. And the Midrash continues, and it says, Ve'ein oz ela Torah, and there is no strength except for Torah. So what does it mean for the Torah to be our strength? I thought about the words of this psalm, Va'ani ashir uzecha, and I will sing your strength. What does it mean to sing Torah into the world? How can we sing our strength into the world? To sing is to share, to publicize. In this case, it is a communal act. And through singing Torah, God's strength and gift to us, we find our own Torah, our own strength. The words of this verse begin, Va'ani ashir uzecha, and I will sing your strength. But they end, Uzi elecha azamara, my strength, I will sing out to you. In the middle of the song, the melody drops out, and just the voices remain, singing the refrain over and over again, Uzi Elecha Azamera, reminding us that it is up to us, using our voices, to stand up and hold on to goodness, truth, and light in the world. As we enter this Hanukkah 5779, with so much darkness in the world, and the days growing shorter and the nights growing longer, let's promise to one another to hold each other, and to continue to sing our strength out into the world. This is Va'ani Ashir Uzecha by Josh Warshawski, on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Ashir Uzecha Aranein Lavoker Chastecha Ki Hayita Miskavli Umanos Beyom Tsarli Vani Ashir Uzecha Aranein Lavoker Chastecha Ki Hayita Miskavli Umanos Beyom Tsarli Vani Ashir Uzecha Aranein Lavoker Chastecha Ki Hayita Miskavli umanos beyom tsarli Vani ashir uzecha Ve'aranein lavoker chastecha Ki hayita miskavli umanos beyom tsarli Miskavli umanos beyom tsarli Vani ashir uzecha Ve'aranein lavoker chastecha Ki hayita miskavli umanos beyom tsarli
Yeah. aranein lavoker chastecha ki hayita miskavi umanos beyom tzarli.
That was Va'ani Asher Uzecha by me. This is Josh Warshawski, and you're listening to Musical Midrash on Jewish Rock Radio. Well, that's it for now for Musical Midrash. You can stream the last episode of Musical Midrash and learn more about the artists featured on the show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. I hope this message and these words and melodies can ring true to us today. And may this Hanukkah season inspire us to live the best versions of ourselves, striving always to sing our strength into the world, and to fill the world with light and goodness. Happy Hanukkah. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.